I believe that for every evil act, there is a kind one.
I believe in story.
I believe in silence.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, a host of This I Believe, Rhode Island. The 19th century novelist Joseph Conrad once wrote, "My task, which I am trying to achieve, is, by the power of the written word, to make you hear, to make you feel. It is, before all, to make you see." And that, of course, is what this NPR series aims to do. Featured essayists stitch together words that let you peek inside their core beliefs, their struggles to understand their world, their insights about what matters most in life. Sometimes these words are expressed in prose, sometimes in poetry. And as with this week's essay by Rhode Island State poet Rick Benjamin, sometimes we enjoy both poetry and prose.
When I was a boy, there were three major channels. And if you woke up too early on a Sunday, there were TV evangelists before Roadrunner or Rocky and Bullwinkle. But some of these, to be honest, were better than the cartoons. One I watched frequently was Katherine Coleman, the lady who believed in miracles. In the early 70s in Los Angeles, she was big. Each one of her shows was a mix of Katherine's opening insistence, "I believe in miracles. Did you hear that, my friends? And miracles believe in me." Followed by inspiring songs of faith and healing played by her loyal sidekick, Dino. Think of Liberace, only as a true believer. And finally, actual or apparent cures and healings of rather gravely but vaguely afflicted guests. It was great reality fiction TV before the genre even existed. Speaking for my gullible child self, I tended to believe what I was seeing. Now, when it comes to faith, I seek more modest, subtle expressions of belief, but I am no less hopeful. As a poet, for example, I believe that words and thoughts greatly matter, that these have the capacity to change the world. It is outlandish, of course, to say so, but having certain words in your head, I've found, can literally turn the mind. I wake up each day with poems like Lucille Clifton's "Whose Side Are You On?" The side of the bus stop woman trying to drag her bags up the front steps before the doors clang shut. I am on her side. And him, the old man hanging by one strap, his work hand folded, shut as the bus doors. I am on his side. When he needs to leave, I ring the bell. I am on their side, riding the same bus into the same someplace. I am on the dark side always, the side of my daughters, the side of my tired sons. The poem has a certain and sure wisdom, reversing the aggressive rhetorical question that many of us heard growing up, one about loyalty and with whom precisely we were prepared to place it, and offering up a much more spacious formulation, "Try being on everyone's side." Never neglect even the simplest kind deed. Just do it, one of my teachers said, himself redesigning the slogan for sneakers from one of self-propelled triumph to collective kindness. I believe in that kind of change, in that kind of miracle.
Rick Benjamin is the state poet of Rhode Island. He works in a variety of educational and community settings, and he reports especially enjoys working with people aged 6 to, at this moment, 99. Benjamin lives with his family in Patuxent Village. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.